And we're here on the K&M Podcast Game Preview with Ken Brown from WJR Radio, Mike O'Hara, Lions aficionado, and Nick Roddy also from WJR. Gentlemen, good Friday to both of you.
Hello.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
The dulcet tones of Mike O'Hara. Gentlemen, we have a big game coming up this week, and every game from this point on is big, but to me, this is a big game for two reasons. One, it's the game before Thanksgiving. When you get to this game, it's like the turning point of you're going toward the back half of the season. To me, as always, you get to Thanksgiving, then you get after. Usually, most Lion teams will be out of the race by Thanksgiving, and you're just playing. But when you're good, this is the turning point to the playoffs. Do you agree with that, Mike?
Well, to some degree, yeah. I mean, it's sort of a point in the season where you're either up, you're down, or you're flat. One of those three. And the Lions, the last 2 years, be their second year now, are very, very much up. And I really think, you know, 2 years ago, they were a team that was, you know, won 8 of its last 10 games, and you could see that something good was happening there.
See, I don't know how to handle this, and I don't know if you do either, Mike, because I don't think they've had what we know this is the best record they've had since 1934, but I don't know how you consider when you're like 8-9-1 and you're like that. How do you, I mean, where are you? Are you navigating toward, you know, 16-1? Are you trying to maintain what you're doing? Are you, we have no realm to fall back on this. I don't know mentally how you go into this game.
Well, I think what you've seen is what they've done the last couple of weeks, and that's just blow people right off the face of the map and come back and try and do it again the next week. And I think that's what you'll see down in Indianapolis on Sunday. I mean, just play as hard as you can, because that's what's got them here to begin with.
Roddy, do you think that the play now with the Lions, I'm not trying to, you know, make them more than they are, but do you think they're playing more against themselves than the opponent now?
Through this stretch, yeah, probably. I mean, they have to, because you look at who's on the schedule, it's a bunch of teams that aren't going to make the playoffs. So, yeah, you got to kind of compete against yourself and make sure you're still challenging yourself. But, I mean, once they face, like, Minnesota again and Buffalo down the stretch, you're definitely competing against those teams because you're competing for, I don't know, playoff seeding, home field advantage, all that stuff. So, but the past few weeks, yeah, you're going against yourselves.
Yeah, by the time you get to Minnesota, though, seeing how the schedule wins out this year, that's the last game of the season. That game is going to be meaningless, I guarantee it. It'll just be.
It could be for first place overall. I mean, it might not be.
I don't think
so. Might not mean much for Minnesota, but.
I don't think it's going to mean anything for either one of them.
Well, it depends if they flip up once, but, I mean, they got to get one seed.
Well, I think all teams are going to lose more games, except the Lions. I can say that, but I don't even know if they're going to lose again. But most likely they're going to lose more games. Minnesota, Chicago, Green Bay, they're going to lose at least two more games, all of them. None of them are that good.
No, but what about Philadelphia?
Philadelphia's going to – look at their schedule. They're going to lose at least two games. Really, I went back and looked at Philly. After last week, you know, I – was jocking them last week, and I went back and looked at them. They're good, but they're not that good. They're good, but not that good.
They're not that good, but they can be. I
mean, and they got a tough schedule. They got a tough schedule. But before we get...
Just one thing about that, Ken. But they're not playing the tough schedule when they're playing the Detroit Lions. They're playing the Lions for what they are, so it's got nothing to do with what the schedule says. Whether it's a tough schedule or not. It's what you're facing the day you're facing it, and that's a little bit different.
That's true. That's true. But like I said, Philly, the only way they're going to meet Philly is in the playoffs because they're not playing them. The other teams you're playing, so we'll see how it ends up. Before we get to our Lions prediction for this Indianapolis game, big news in the NFL today. Daniel Jones, $40 million quarterback that was picked ahead of Saquon Barkley to be kept by the New York Giants, was released today. Your thoughts on that, and then I'm going to give you the KB theory.
The KB theory?
Yes.
Well, to me, you've got a guy who's making $20 million a year, and there's still, you know, money left on his contract he signed, what, 3 years ago?
No. Let me correct you. 40.
Are they
40
done?
Million.
40, that's what I said.
You said 20, but 40. I want to double that. I want people to get the real whelm. They cut a $40 million player. All right.
Well, that's deservedly so.
Did they what?
I said deservedly so. He's terrible.
Yeah, but I'm saying to get it. Teams, if you sign a guy for $40 million, he can pretty much do anything besides murder, and they'll keep him because they don't to save face. You know, he can do anything else besides just not show up for the game. To cut him, that tells you that either management has soured on the whole coaching staff, or ownership has soured on management, and they're going to cut their losses, or they're saying right now, okay, we blew it.
Well, they're saying, I think they're saying a lot of that stuff that you just mentioned. But to me, what really rings, and this is just me, they're just giving up $40 million. The Giants are, take your $40 million and get out of here. It's the amount of money that's floating around in the National Football League these years. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. But
yeah. and willing to do it.
Yeah, but the Saquon part is the worst part of it, that you didn't want to pay him, but you paid Daniel Jones. And I don't know, how do you make it right with the fans, with the team? Because the team knew Saquon was the better player.
Of course everyone knew Saquon was the better player, but you're not going to win anything even if you had Saquon right now. I mean, you got to start over. This whole franchise needs to start over. If they had Saquon Barkley, you'd be just as bad. I mean, they had Saquon for how many years, and they weren't any good. So, yeah, Daniel Jones, I mean, had the longest leash of any quarterback I've ever seen. I mean, he didn't even deserve the second contract in the first place.
That's true.
So, yeah.
He didn't deserve to be drafted number six if you go back to it, but they did.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, saying all that, the KB theory. Are you guys ready?
Bring him in.
No. Let me stand up so I can fall down.
I would sign him to the Lions practice squad.
Of course.
Let me tell you why.
Oh, my God.
He could be a reclamation project to trade off later on. To me, he's better than Jake Fromm. And you got him on the practice squad and just keep him around in case of double emergency.
Hold on a second.
And you're not paying him.
What makes you think that he's going to take an offer to play on the practice squad? What makes you think he's going to do that?
He might not, but then again, he might. You never know.
Oh,
but he's a veteran quarterback that can at least get you in and out of a huddle. And like I said, for the third guy, you know, you came around, maybe having, you know, he'll just go along with the practice squad, and you know, we'll make it from there. But I've seen Ben Johnson work wonders with other bad quarterbacks. Maybe we can get something to refresh him, get him a little better, and trade him off. That's the KB theory.
I didn't know Ben Johnson was like a quarterback whisperer.
Well, somebody needs to whisper.
Hayden Hecker now, Ken.
All right. Well, anyway, that's my theory. You can do it if you want with it. But notice I said, I don't want anybody saying I said sign him to that. I said practice squad. All right? Let's get that out. Hooker's number two. But I think I would have him instead of Jake Fromm. I think I would.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Well, of course, but what happens to Hedon Hooker if you bring him aboard?
Oh, Hooker's ready, man. Hooker's ready, as you saw last week with his dynamite play against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So anyway, let's get to the game, gentlemen. Indianapolis Colts, you're getting Cam Newton light for the Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson, quarterback. I call him Cam Newton light because he's not as accurate. He's not as good, but he's as big. So you're gonna get a light. You're gonna get a lot of running. I worry about that kid because he wasn't a volume thrower in Florida. He takes a lot of hits, man. I mean, they run him like a fullback, and you can't survive in the NFL like that. So he's been hurt a lot this first 2 years. I just worry about him, but he is talented. He's got a rocket arm. You don't know where it's going, but he's got a rocket arm. Any Sunday, you know, he might get buzzer's luck and start hitting these passes. So it's still a dangerous game for the Lions. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, I think any game was. And I think that, look, the Lions are 7.5-point favorites going into Indianapolis. I think that line is out there for a reason. That is that they expect another win for the Lions. But, look, I think Anthony Richardson has got ability, some of the stuff you already mentioned, Kenny, and someday it might come out, but I don't think it's something the Lions have to fear right now unless he just gets on a, you know, incredible roll and has one of those days.
All right. Roddy?
Yeah, we've seen that before out of guys like Geno Smith a lot, but I don't think he's quite as ready as Geno Smith would be for one of those games. But, yeah, I mean, He's got the goods. I don't think they've lost a game by more than one score all year. They've been in pretty much every game they've played. They've beaten some good teams, so it'll be tough. And I will be there as a fan in Indianapolis, so I'll give you a firsthand account on Monday. Well, maybe not.
I'm going too, Roddy.
Are you?
Yes, sir. I've just secured my credentials. So I will be going down. So we will be there, and we'll check out each other and see what's going on.
I don't know about that.
All right, let's get the predictions in. Lions 7.5 favorites. Michael Harris, score and prediction.
Detroit Lions 27-13.
Nick Roddy.
Let's go Lions 29, Colts 19.
All right, I'm going to go 32-17 Detroit. I think I said the same score last week. 32-7. I like that 32-17. Just rings. 32-17 Detroit wins, coming home for a Thanksgiving Day game against the Chicago Bears. So those are our predictions. We might have a podcast Monday. I don't know. I think we will. And because of the short week. But anyway, join us next week on the K&M Podcast, where we go through Thanksgiving week with the Detroit Lions. Gentlemen, go ahead, Mike.
See you St. Elmo's.
Yes, see you soon for the hot shrimp. Yes. Michael Hare, see you next week.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving if I don't see you.
There you go. Nick Roddy, see you then.